This relates to the OCR Gateway Physics Specification, section P3C, Forces and Motion. This is about road safety. Imagine a situation where a driver needs to stop suddenly. Perhaps someone steps out into the street in front of them. A driver cannot stop immediately. They need some time to react. This is called the thinking time. The thinking time is usually around 0.7 seconds. The distance the car travels while the driver is reacting is called the thinking distance. The thinking distance can be increased if the driver is tired, under the influence of drugs or alcohol, if they're distracted, or if they have a lapse in concentration, as these will all increase the reaction time. The higher the speed of the car, the further it will travel while the driver is reacting. So the speed is another factor affecting thinking distance. Thinking distance increases linearly with speed. This means if the speed is doubled, the thinking distance is also doubled. Braking distance is the distance travelled before a car stops, but after the brake has been applied. Braking distance will increase if the road is icy or wet, or the car has poor brakes or bald tyres. This is because it changes the friction between the car and the road. It will also increase if the car is travelling at higher speeds. The braking distance increases as a squared relationship with the speed. This means if the speed is doubled, the braking distance multiplies by 4. Or if the speed is trebled, the braking distance will multiply by 9. The total stopping distance for a car is calculated by adding the thinking and braking distance together, i.e. stopping distance equals thinking distance plus braking distance. This then summarises the key points from the OCR Gateway P3C specification about braking, thinking and stopping distances.